Today's Shir MB Yami. Today's Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yami is Simen Shin Aleph Sifin Bays through Vav in Simen Shin Aleph. This is Mishnah Berurah Yami for Shavuos Kodesh, the 27th of December. This is by day. This is Vav Chanukah, sixth day of Chanukah. And at night, it will be the seventh night of Chanukah. And as always, you should not be listening to this on Shabbos. This is just happens to be the Mishnah Berurah Yomi for Shabbos. Okay, let's move right there. Beis. Bachurim amesangim bekvitzasam umerutzasam. Mutter. Boys that get their own egg and enjoyment by jumping around and running, mutter, they're allowed to go ahead and jump and run and do all that kind of stuff on Shabbos. Because that's their own egg. V'chein lirois kol davar shemisangim boy. And also they could run to see things that they enjoy, if there's something that they're going to enjoy to do. V'chein mutter l'tayel. And also you can take a tiyul, you can take walks on Shabbos, if it's for enjoyment, and even if you're going to walk fast, that's part of your enjoyment. Let's move weiter. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah here. Mutter. So it's mutter to jump and walk fast if the boys are doing it as their own egg. Afil lechatchila. Even lechatchila, it is mutter. Shezer oneg shalem. Boys will be boys. It's an oneg Shabbos for them to run and to play and to do stuff like that. Vav chen lerois, and also they're running to see something that they can enjoy. Perish shel kol adam mutter larutz, because every person is allowed to run kedei lerois in order to see davar shemisanig bo, something that's going to give them oneg Shabbos. Obviously, it should be something that's in the spirit of Shabbos. I doubt if it's something that is, an offensive type of activity, not a non-Shabbistic activity that is going on. I doubt that would be permissible, but it wouldn't necessarily be usher in terms of the psiagasa, because he's doing it for the sake of oneg. V'chein mutter l'tayel, and also a person could take a stroll, take a tiyul, and look what he says, and walk fast, and schwitz. Afilu, Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkat and Zion. Afilu im kavanas olisamel, even if his kavana is to exercise, olischamem, and to warm up, mishum refua. As a refua, you sweat, it's good for you, it's a refua. Mikol makom shari, it's still going to be permissible. Kevin the lo muchacha milsa sh'osa ken refua, since it's not something that's obvious that you're doing it for a fua, because you're walking, you're taking a tiyul, you get warmed up, you sweat, doesn't look like it's for a fua. Aval aser larutz kedei sheyischamem l'refua. However, it would be aser to run, right, to exercise, through running in order to what? In order to heat up one's body for a fua, to sweat. Came with the mucha milsa, because then it's clear the aser mishum shchikas samamonim, because then it would be apparent that he's doing it for refua, and refua we know is an iser, a gzera, that you might come to grind up spices for medicines, and people take medicines to sweat, and therefore it would be usher, according to this a first opinion in the Mishnah Berurah, to jog in order to sweat purely for the sweating purposes, refuah purposes. Okay. However, walking, even if it's to exercise and warm up, that would be okay. However, he goes on, v'yesh machmirin afilu b'tiyul. There are, however, those that aser a tiyul, im kavanosa l'samel refua. It's also to have a tiyul if the sole purpose of the tiyul, or if the purpose of the tiyul is to exercise for refuah, it would be aser. Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. Hayahaylech vihigiya la'amas hamayim. A person goes ahead and he gets to the amas hamayim. He gets to a stream of water, rushing water, amas hamayim. Yachol adalgo, a person can go ahead and skip over the water, the likpots aleha, and jump over it. Afilu hi rechava, she'ena yachol aniach raglo rishon, even if it's a wide, even if it's going to require him to take a long jump because it's a wide area, and even if the jump is going to be wide, he's going to have to spread his legs widely, and that where he would not be able to put down his first foot, meaning his front foot, when he takes his step, kodem shiyakor shniya, before he pulls off the floor the second foot. In other words, he's going to have to jump, either jump by spreading his legs, or jump, as we're going to see, with 2 feet together. But the bottom line is, this is a scenario where he's actually clearly jumping, which, as we said before, is usher under ordinary circumstances, but here he has no choice because he has to go over the water. Umutav shiyidaleg, and it's better that he skips over it and jumps over it, mimashi yakifenu, rather than going around it. Mipnei shemarbe behiluch, because it will then demand him to have to exert himself more and walk around the ama. Obviously, it's talking about he has to walk around a serious, stream or river or lake or whatever. The aser lavor ba shelo, and it's aser, however, to actually, the case here is, obviously, where it's aser to walk through it. Shelo yavo lidei schita. Because the case, obviously, is you're not allowed to walk through the water, because walking through the water is a separate gzeira, that you might come to do schita, you might come to wring out the water from your clothes, and therefore, okay, you have a situation here where you can't walk in the water, therefore they allowed you to go ahead and to skip over it and jump over it, even though these are psiagases, even though you're jumping, which is ordinarily not allowed on Shabbos, that's still better than going around, having to go around the body of water. Let's move weiter. Let's now look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Ches. So he says, L'dalgo v'likvites. You can skip over it and jump over it. So what's the difference between dalgo and likvites? The Mishnah Berurah says, Dilug mikri shemafsik ragla berchava. Dilug is called when you spread your legs widely as you're jumping, like a leap where you're spreading your legs out, like the way the long jumpers do in the beginning. Okay. Ukvitza hu hechi shekoyfeit shtei ragla bevazachas. Kvitza is when you jump together with both feet in one jump. Okay, so that you're allowed to do if it's, as we said, in order to not have to walk through the water or not have to go around the water. And that's better, Mr. Brewer, the Shulchan Aruch says, look at the next Mr. Brewer, test me mashi akifena. It's better than going around it. Vehechi di'ir shar bedilu gukvitza. And if it's impossible, let's say the stream is too big and you can't jump over it, then obviously mutalola hakif, then it's obviously permissible to go around it. Avala vorba aser, but it's aser to walk through it. Yesh bezeh chashash schita. There's a concern that you're going to come to squeeze out your clothes. It's a gzera. Velo hitirulo, and the chazal will not matir you. Okay, imlo begavna de sifdalid, if not in the type of scenario that which we're going to see coming up momentarily in Sif Dalet and in Sif Vav. Sif Dalet. Now let's see, where did they allow you to walk through water itself? Hayahol Echad Dvar Mitzvah. A person's walking to a Dvar Mitzvah. He's walking to do a Mitzvah. Kagon, and for example, lahak bil pnei rabo, to go ahead and to greet his Rebbe, o pnei, or someone misha gadol mena b'chachma, or to greet someone who is greater than him in chachma. Yachal lava boyer, then you'll be allowed to walk through the water on Shabbos. Uvelvad sheyase shinui, as long as you make a shinui, so that you won't come to do schita, kegon shalo yotzi yado mitachas fas chaluko, meaning you have to keep your hands under your cloak, okay, in order that your hands don't come up to be able to swim. I guess today you have to keep them in your pockets. So kedesh yizkor v'lo yavo lidei schita, so that you'll remember and not come to do schita, not you won't come and squeeze out your clothes, okay. In other words, if you keep your hands under your cloak, you won't come to, you'll have a reminder not to come and squeeze out your cloak when it gets wet, and if it gets wet. He says, "V'ayin l'kamen simen tafeshim gimel sif hey uvesif ches ba'aga." Check out what's coming on in tafeshim gimel, and also in sif hey and sif ches. We'll see in the Ramah there. Okay, v'yasa la'avor b'sandalo, and it's also to go over this stream of water with your sandal, the kevan, because a sandal. What's the difference between a sandal and a minol? Sandal came in the inner yachol lahatko lekashra yafe, a sandal, since you can't tie it very tightly, okay, fasten it and tie it tightly, chayshinin dimon nafal, you were afraid that a sandal might come off, asala suya, some type of loose shoe come off, and you'll come and carry it and take it and carry it, and you'll be over carrying on Shabbos. Aval b'minalo mutter, however, if you are wearing shoes, which are a type of shoes that a person can tighten, keep tight, okay, then it would be permissible to walk through with your na'alayim, but not with your sandalim. Okay, let's now see the Mishnah Berurah on this, Sif Dalid, which would be Sif Kut and Yud. So he says, Pnei Rabo. So you're allowed to go ahead and cross over and walk through the water to be makabel the pnei rabo, because it's considered halicha, going to do a dvar mitzvah. So he says v'huadin pnei aviv, also to greet one's father would be permissible as well. V'ayim magen avram shekasav v'ish v'isha shavin. He says a man and a woman are equal. The mitzvah is hakbal as panim. They're equal in the mitzvah of going in and greeting one's father. V'nira de isha, I know dafke b'shus bala, but it appears to me that an isha would, okay, require the permission of her husband in order to go ahead and to greet, because all, again, in yinei kibud of a father, okay, comes after the kibud of the Baal, so therefore she would need the permission of the Baal. But once you have the permission of the Baal, it would be permissible to even walk through the water to greet one's father, like a man has that same obligation, and can, like the man can go through the water, so could the women. Yud Aleph, opnei misha gadol. Also, you can go ahead and greet someone who, even if he's not your Rebbe, if he's greater than you in Chachma. This is coming to exclude a Rav coming to see his Talmud. That would be Aser, the Aser. V'imu Talmud should tzarech lo Rabo, but if it's a Talmud that the Rabo needs, be'ez advarim, he needs him for something, hein mitzad chidudu v'charifu, so if it's because he's sharp, and, you know, he was a sharp Talmud Chacham, and the Rebbe needs the Talmud in order to, okay, go ahead and sharpen his learning. Hein mitzad sheyesh lo shmuos migdolim acherim, or because he's going to his Talmud because he knows his Talmud heard some Torah from some other great gadol. So Then, Kasavataz, the Mutar Lo La'avor Banar. The Taz says, if one is going to see his Talmud in order to sharpen his own learning through the Talmud, and the Talmud is sharp, or the Talmud heard some great Torah for some other Gadol, then it'll be permissible according to the Taz. Okay? And he says, Dalkol Panim Gadol Mimenu, because here you see that he's considered at least a gadol. Here in this instance, the Talmud is considered a gadol to the Rebbe in certain things, and therefore be permissible. Ubesefer Tosefes Shabbos Aser Bezehavah. Tosefes Shabbos said this would be aser. It would be aser in such a scenario for a Rebbe to go to a Talmud. However, he says, "If a Rav mistapek be'ezad davar." However, if the Rav has a safek, a certain thing, v'holich l'sholas talmido, she'odeh b'zeh, but he went to his Talmud, who might know a halacha that he doesn't know, then mistaber b'zeh kataz. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, it's mistaber that the halacha would be like a taz, to lo gara milashar dvar mitzvah, because it's no different than going for any dvar mitzvah. If you're going to your Talmud in order to get a psak halacha that you have a suffix about, then even there, in that case, the Mishnah Berurah thinks for sure one would side with the Taz, which makes it sound like if it's not something like that, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be tilting towards the Tosefes Shabbos, although it's not 100% clear. You have to know Klali Mishnah Berurah for that. Let's go weiter. Sifka and Yud Beis. So he said that check out the coming Siman Taf Reish Yud Gimel. Okay, and Sifches there in the Ramah. So what does he say there? Hainu the Shamavoar. Okay, what's he talking about? There it's talking about Afilin Ika Darcha Achrina LaHakif. There it's talking about as follows. Let's say there's another way to go around the stream. Mutav Yosei Lavor B'Mayim Elabos Bihiluch. There Ramah says that it's better to go through the water than to walk around the Amma, cave and do over the Dvar Mitzvah. Since he is going for a mitzvah, he is allowed to go straight through, and that's preferable than going around, making a big sivuv around the stream. It's better to just go through it since it's for a Dvar Mitzvah. Aval ha'achronim iskimu sham. However, the achronim there were maskim, the cave and the yachal hakif, in a case where you have the ability to go around, then Tov Yosel LaHakif. Then it's better to go around Milavur Mayim than actually go in the water. So it comes out as follows, that while we saw before that obviously jumping over a river is better than going around the river, even if it's not for a Dvar Mitzvah, seems that when it's a question of going through the river, which is only Mutter for a Dvar Mitzvah, because otherwise it's Aser, because there's an Iser of going through the water, based on the Gzeira Mishum Schita, you might come to wring it out, you might come to wring out the clothes, squeeze it out, and therefore comes the Mishnah Berurah, quoting Achronim, the Racholik on the Ramah later on, that one should only do that if he has no choice. If he could walk around the stream, then he should not walk through the water. If he can't walk around the stream, then he's allowed to walk through the water if it's for a Dvar Mitzvah, such as being greeting the Pnei Rabo, Makbil Pnei Rabo, Pnei Mishagadol Yimeno B'chachma, etc. Let's now go weiter. Hey, Haholech L'Dvar Mitzvah, a person who is walking for a Dvar Mitzvah, Mutar La'avor B'Mayim Af B'Chazara. A person who is walking to do a Dvar Mitzvah is allowed to go in the water even on the way back after he already did the Mitzvah. So this will not cause him to stumble, okay, in the future. Meaning, if a guy is not allowed to go back, this might prevent him from doing a mitzvah in the future. And therefore, they were matir his ability to not only go do the mitzvah, but and walk through the water. He would be allowed to walk back through the water as well. And look what he says, Yud Gimel, Kadesh Lo Tei Machshilo. Look what he says, Mishnah Berurah. Shepa Macheres Lo Yelchul Dvar Mitzvah. Because if a guy can't go back, Kevan Shelo Hitiru Lo Lachzor, since they were not allowing him to be Chozer and to go back through the water, then the next time he will not go to the Dvar Mitzvah. So Chazal didn't want to prevent a person from doing a Dvar Mitzvah. Therefore, they were matir his ability to cross, to go do the Mitzvah, and to come back after the Mitzvah. That's what he means. Shepamacheres le'yechol Dvar Mitzvah. Because the next time he won't go do the Mitzvah. Kevin shalvetir l'aser, since they did not allow him to go back. So therefore, they allowed him to go back as well. Afterwards, after he already did the Mitzvah, he's allowed to go back through the water. For matir both ways, even after the mitzvah. Now let's look at Vav. Nishochan Aruch HaHoleich Lishmor Peirosav. Person who walks in order to protect his peiros. Okay. Mutiloi Lavor B'mayim Balicha. He's protecting his sadeh from getting ruined or damaged somehow. Okay, assuming he's not doing malacha, they were matir him to go through the water, bahalicha. Okay, they were matir this iser, the rabbanan, gzeira mishum shchita, in order to protect his money, his property, avalo b'chazara. But here, Chazal did not allow him to walk back. So the difference between holech dvar mitzvah and holech, okay, lishmores mamono, the guy is being holech dvar mitzvah. They were matir him not only to go do the mitzvah by walking through the water. They were allowed him to also walk through the water on the way back, even after the mitzvah was done. But when it comes to saving your money, saving your mammon, they allowed you to walk through the water to get there to save the money. But they did not allow you to go back through the water. Look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Now, why did they allow you to go? Why did they allow you to go bichlal? Okay, to protect your peiros. Because what he says, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Yedalad, the Shmiras Mamono Nami Haviktsas Mitzvah. Because protecting one's money and property is also somewhat of a mitzvah. However, he says, Mikomakom Lo Itiru Bachazara. Still, they were not matirim to be able to come back through the water. Because number one, the Eino Dvar Mitzvah Kolkach. Number one is, it's not such a big mitzvah. It's not like, you know, being makpil pnei rabba. Just there to protect your money. You know, gashmias. But still a mitzvah to protect your money. And number two is the concern that one has that maybe he won't do this in the future. Lo shayach b'zeh. We're not concerned. What do we care if in the end he holds back for lo yachos al mamono and he doesn't, you know, care about his money in such a situation? That's not the biggest deal in the world, and therefore we're not worried that he won't come ahead and do this in the future. The Gaman, he says one last thing. Another thing is a person is not gonna prevent himself from going to save his money. The adam ba'al mamano. A person cares about his money, and even if you don't allow him to walk back, you don't have to worry. He'll make sure to go ahead and do it the next time. Only going there and not coming back through the water, only going there through the water, because a person cares about his money, and even if he knows he can't come back through the water, he'll still go there, you know, to get there to protect his money, and he'll go through the water. So therefore, they only allowed him to walk through the water going there. And the Mishnah Berurah points out again, Sifkat and Tezvav, coming up, Lavor B'mayim, when you're going to protect your property and you're going through the water, also the same thing. Uvachalo yotzi yadav, should be the same thing, that a person should not lift his hands out of his cloak. Kedil el b'sevdal, like we saw in Sevdal, there should be a shinui, so that he doesn't come to chas v'shalom do schita.